is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast here on this hashtag Tequila Tuesday. Let's get after it. Our luggage is already underneath. And let's ride smoothly on the Honk Honk Plus bus, Lundy. Our favorite longer odds wagers. It could be a future. It could be something on the docket today. Plus hunt 100 odds or greater across the sportsbook landscape. Where are you going to stack your greenbacks, my man?
Let's go to Yordan Alvarez, shall we?
Yes! Yes!
Let's talk about part of the reason why I was off the grid over the weekend, so didn't do any betting over the weekend. And but prior to leaving, I did throw a bet down on Alvarez, and it missed. And so, you know, I got to go back to that well. That's what I do. I just keep dropping a bucket into the well until something comes out of it. And this time, Yordan Alvarez. In my particular case, let's talk total bases, Brad. Plus Bus takes you to plus 125 over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Best odds in the biz right now. It's down about 110 at Caesars, so you're getting an extra 15 points there at DraftKings. Great favorable matchup for him. Everything just aligns. I like the total bases. Bonus pick for you, by the way. I was going to save it for bonus time, but I'll go ahead and do it now. It's not plus odds. Love the HRR, by the way. Hits plus runs plus RBIs. That one's at a minus 130 at DraftKings, but love him on that line as well. Takes out of play the ability to reach the base if he just knocks in a nice little RBI or two or three, which he's more than capable of doing. So the matchup that they've got on the road against Baltimore, give me Alvarez plus 125 total bags, and we'll cash it at 125 at DK.
Early bonus time. I'll take the Yordan Alvarez RBI, a plus 130 there at DraftKings, to be honest with you, Lundy. And I'll give you a little bit more support. He's knocked in a run in four of his last eight games. He's got a 1,002 on base plus slugging this season against right-handed pitchers, who Grayson Rodriguez is. And he has really struggled, Grayson, against LHHs this year, giving up a 292 batting average, a 970 OPS to left-handed hitters, and two and over the entirety of the season, a disgusting 48.2 hard hit percentage, one of the highest rates allowed in that category. So Yordan actually could go yard tonight. So just Yordan everything. My selection on the plus bus officially alongside Yordan there is the Utah Utes to take the last stand of the Pac-12 this season and win the title yet again. They did it last year, plus 500 right now at BetMGM. I know conference realignment is absolutely nutso, and the Pac-12 is bleeding out. So we'll see what remaining members join other conferences. Maybe Cal and Stanford are going to be the ACC. Who the hell knows? I think a Mountain West absorption always really makes the most sense. But we know that Utah, alongside Arizona State, is going to be joining the Big 12 next year. We know the Big 10 has expanded with Cal and also, with Washington and Oregon. So Utah, again, in this final act, it's going to be a bloodbath of sorts. I think they're going to go out there and punch, Hail Mary, uppercut, punch, all kinds of landed jars to the chin on their Pac-12 rivals. I think this team is going to be better defensively. They're outstanding in that category. Yeah, they're going to be ground and pound in nature. They got Maulers up front, probably at least, I would say, a top 10 offensive line in the country. They got the number 37 overall strength of schedule. And you look at ESPN's College Football Power Index. They are number 15, the third highest rated Pac-12 team. So everything breaks right for them. And their quarterback looks like he's going to be back under center for them coming off the ACL injury. So no derailment there. I think they're going to be firing all cylinders, offensive, defensively, and they're going to hoist the hardware and win the last bow of the Pac-12 conference in football, plus 500 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today in his second act with the Texas Rangers, meeting his second start in the new threads. I think Max Scherzer's going to be dealing. Why? It's the Oakland F's. And I know the A's have been playing much better baseball here of late, but give me the over on Mad Max taking beyond the Thunderdome on a strikeouts. That number sitting at 7.5. And a regular juice here, -110 at BetMGM. I mean, look at the A's, 10th highest strikeout percentage over the last couple of weeks in all of Major League Baseball, a 24.4%. Scherzer this season, a 10.29 K per nine overall, a little bit higher mark away from whatever his home stadium has been, whether New York and now in Arlington, 10.48 in those scenarios. The call plus swinging strike percentage, a little bit lower compared to prior years, sitting at just 28.2%. But he had 9 strikeouts in his Texas Rangers debut, and he has gone over this mark in 5 of his last 9. So given the premium matchup, I think Mad Max will be popping mitts. And more importantly, Lundy, I don't know if you saw the outs prop available right now on DraftKings on Scherzer. It's at 20.5. If he even flirts with the over on 20.5 outs and lasts that long, 100,000%, he's striking out at least 8 Oakland A's. So fade or follow Mad Max Scherzer on that over, 7.5 strikeouts against the F's, -110 at BetMGM.
Well, it is on the road. Against, they're a bad team. Don't get me wrong. They're not as bad as the Rockies, but they're a bad team. I know statistically it looks like the Rockies are better. Trust me, folks. The Rockies are a hot effing pile of shit. But nonetheless, I do like this with Scherzer. I'm going to come back to Mad Max in bonus time, Brad, with little plus odds that might not be on your radar in this game. I've got something for him that I like. But over on the 7.5 Ks, see if he can settle down, and enjoy his new threads with the Rangers and see if he can get the job done.
We don't need another hero. Yeah, we do. Get it done, Scherzer.
Number 4.
Numero Cuatro on the Fade 5 podcast today. Let's get a little plus money action here on a 2-leg parlay. Constructed this bad boy at DraftKings, and the juice, oh yeah, it's a work of the shoulders, seduced by the juice worthy at +208. It is Zach Eflin over 17.5 outs against the St. Louis Cardinals, and Julio Urias of the Dodgers on the road against fading Arizona over 16.5 outs. Again, those two together +208 at DraftKings Sportsbook. The biggest question mark on this proposition is clearly Urias, but he has done this a few times this season. And as I mentioned, Arizona right now, a team that is fading and fading very fast. They are bottom 5 in total runs scored in the bigs over the last couple of weeks. So I think Urias will survive. He didn't even need to go a full 6 innings. Just get me a couple outs in the 5th inning, and we're good to go on the 16.5 outs against the Arizona Diamondbacks, which I feel he will do. Now, you look at Zach Eflin on 17.5 outs. He has done this on the over in 6 of his last 9 games, a sparkling 2.60 home ERA. And similar to the D-backs, the Cardinals, who've dealt off a ton of name brand guys, mainly in the staff. They still got Goldschmidt. They still got Arenado. Pretty good array of hitters there. But still, number 26, that's it. And total runs scored over the last couple of weeks, plating 43 guys in 12 games. So given the recent success of Eflin on this over on outs and two, the success rate at home pitching, plus St. Louis and their struggles offensively, says good odds of this little parlay hitting. Eflin over 17.5 outs. Urias over 16.5 outs, +208 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
Fade.
Bow!
I'm with you on Eflin. I don't trust Urias. That's really what it is, Brad. I don't trust Urias. I know what you're saying about Arizona. I get it. But I do not trust Julio Urias any further than I could throw him. And have you seen these guns? I can't throw him very far.
Well, he's got some weight, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big dude. I'm not really looking to do the old heave-ho. So, I like the Eflin leg. I might try to find somebody else to put with Eflin, but I don't like this particular pairing, my man. I got to fade you on this one. And it's, again, Eflin, I trust. Urias, not so much.
Yeah, work those shoulders. Get seduced by the juice. Stiff arm Lundy. And follow me on this parlay.
Number three.
All right, Numero Tres here on the Fade at Five podcast. Let's go with the other Contreras, and really the better Contreras right now, according to all the statistics that are available, and that is William Contreras of the Milwaukee Brewers. Give me the over 1.5 total bases against Lundy's Colorado Pebbles at +105, available there at DraftKings. Honestly, this should be low minus odds. I thought it was going to be -110, maybe as high as -120 when this line opened, and I grabbed it at DK. But no, it's a low plus money. So yeah, a little baby seduced by the juice, but totally worth it in my estimation. Why? He has done this in 8 of his last 11 games. He is piping stinking hot at the dish, and he's going up against Kyle Freeland, who is a left-handed pitcher. That is a style of pitcher that Contreras usually mashes against this season, batting 320 with a 1,008 OPS against southpaws. Yeah, he's 0-for-4 against Kyle Freeland in his career, but Freeland against right-handed hitters giving up a 308 batting average with an 885 OPS, and to Contreras, a 906 OPS over the last month. So a guy certainly swinging a hot stick. So Lundy, to recap, William Contreras, over 1.5 total bags against those Pebbles, +105 at DraftKings. Fair to follow, hombre.
I'm following because I did it yesterday, and I'm going right back to the well. So I cashed on his total bases yesterday. I think he went, I think it was 3-for-5. I think he finished with 4 total bases. I think he had 2 singles and a double. Look, let me read some numbers to you here real quick. Okay. Just follow along. Just follow along. Are you ready? 6-9-9-4-9-7-9-7. Folks, that's how many hits Kyle Freeland has given up in his last however many starts that was that I just rattled off. Okay. 7-9-7-9-4-9-9-6. Okay. He's giving up hits. And he's the, ready for the air quotes, ace of the Rockies. Now, I will tell you, Kyle Freeland, one of the nicest human beings you will ever meet. I was actually really hoping the Rockies would send him somewhere so that he could go and actually, you know, like pitch for an actual contender, and allow him to try to see if he can get his game right, because dude is one of the nicest people here in Denver. He's a massive hockey fan, so I see him at the Avs games frequently during the off season. He's just a really, really good dude. But right now, not a good pitcher. So yeah, take Contreras and run. You know who else has a phenomenal history against Freeland? Kana does. If you're looking for other dudes you can unload on here with this Milwaukee lineup, the final yesterday was 12-1. It might be 9-3 today. I'm telling you, fade Kyle Freeland, jump all over William Contreras on this plus odds total basis.
A blast into the boards. Yeah, William Contreras going to break out the high stake. Back him on total bases.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade Five. Speaking of fiery sticks, and hopefully he doesn't get that checked out by a local doctor, that is Matt Olson. Oh my God, that thing is ablaze right now. And as a result, I am taking the over on the RBI prop in Pittsburgh at +115, available there at DraftKings. It's plus money for this scorching hot hitter. It makes no sense. He's done this in 7 consecutive games. And not only that, he's facing Mitch Keller. And you might say, sample size, Evans. Yeah, he's only faced him a couple of times in his MLB career, but he did smash a double against Keller. Keller has struggled against left-handed hitters, who Olson is. And not only that, but more forwardly, Keller has been god-awful since the All-Star break. 2.91 home run per nine allowed and a 6.97 ERA. Yikes. You know, the fact that Olson's got that just incredible 338 isolated power mark, one of the highest in baseball, He's mashing balls over the fence. He's got 7 home runs in his last 15 days. You know what I should do is actually play the Team Huevos card here and take it for a round tripper. But instead, I'm Team Raisins. I'm going Olsen with the RBI at plus 115 at DraftKings, much like last night. In the 6 days prior, he's knocking somebody in. And I think Atlanta, they're going to exact some kind of revenge because Pittsburgh strangely showed up against Spencer Strider and made them look painfully average and forced him out of the game with an early exit. The Pirates, one of the worst offensive teams here, like the last couple of months. Very weird developments, but that's baseball. Lundy to get back to it. Olsen over a half a ribby in the Steel City, plus 115 at DraftKings. Fader follow.
Yeah, I'm not expecting the same sort of nonsense that happened yesterday because I was with you. Not quite the same, but the same game parlay, I had one rolling. And of course, you know, Strider shit the bed. And so, well, yeah. Or Pittsburgh woke up, one or the other. And that basically ruined it. I hit the other legs. Just Strider was the one who screwed it up. So love this on the RBI. Love it at the plus odds. Now, you're playing with fire. You know that. You're sitting here with Atlanta, and it's Olsen, and we play this game all the time. Olsen, Riley, Ozuna, Albies. I never know which one of these sons of bitches is going to be the one to get the RBI, but I'll roll with you with Matty Olsen.
Yeah, back the forgotten Olsen twin. He's knocking in somebody tonight, damn it.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the Fade 5 podcast today. Today's Top Taco play and bite into it is Corey Seager, and he's worth all the hot sauce on total bases and that over 1.5 against, again, the aforementioned Oakland S. We began the podcast on the countdown with Mad Max Scherzer, his newly acquired teammate, and we're going to end with another Texas Ranger. Why? It's all about taking advantage and maximizing that matchup against the A's. Seager, another guy that's just searing right now at the dish. He has hit the over on total bases in 5 of his last 6 games, and he's going up against a left-handed pitcher in J.P. Sears. And Sears has actually been quite good for Oakland this season, but where he has struggled, Sears, is against fellow lefties. Against left-handed hitters, giving up a .313 batting average and a .913 OPS. So that, you know, traditional lefty versus lefty, stay away from a matchup does not apply in this situation. Seager, too, raking against LHPs, batting .333 with a 1,173 OPS. Now, yeah, he's 0-for-5, lifetime against Sears, but it gets off the schneid tonight and slaps one into a gap or a couple of singles. It doesn't matter. Take one over a fence. Just give me 2 total base, Seager. And like last night, I tailed this at minus 105. I'm going to go back-to-back scores on this prop. So Fader follow, Seager over 1.5 total bases in O-Town, minus 110 at BetMGM.
Yeah, see right here. This is where you go. I go back to the well. I go back to the well all the time. I am the worst sports gambler. I am, folks. don't pay attention to what I'm doing because I do have this thing where I just get on tilt about a particular guy. And so that's Seager. Let's see. Marcus Semien. I have a tendency to do that with Marcus, too. I kind of have a love-hate thing going on with the Texas Rangers, if you haven't noticed. I've migrated away from Trey Turner because I really, really, really didn't like him last week. How do you get 6 plate appearances when you're Trey Turner and not a single hit? Clown.
Donuts.
Yeah, just a damn donut. But I go back to the well here with Corey Seager. I'll take it. I'll take the over on the total bases. Let's ride.
Yeah, play that old-time rock and roll, baby. Pull the old records off the shelf. Yeah, strum that guitar, Seager, and get it done at the plate. Additional action at the plate. Bonus time! Lundy, who will not be against the wind, to reference another Seager song tonight? Whether it's a dish or toe of the rubber in Major League Baseball, or maybe you're going to pull something out of left field in a random sport that I'm not remotely thinking about. So please share.
No, you already did that by bringing up the Utes.
I did.
at the beginning of the pod. So I'm going to leave that one alone. All right, let me dive into a couple of things here for you. Let's go to Tampa. That is where the Cardinals are. We were talking about this one already. Give me Randy Arozarena for a run. I just need him to score a run. Minus 105 over at DraftKings. So practically even money. Again, I'm following a little bit of a pattern here. I'm expecting scoring, more on that here in just a second. So you put that together. I'm looking for the guy most likely to be able to touch home plate in a contest that I like the over. Put all that together. I'll take Arozarena to score a run. Again, minus 105 right now, sitting there at DK. I told you that I like the totals, but I'm going to alt them all down. Three-legger for you that gets us into plus odds. And I think even Brad would like this one because it's all very attainable. The aforementioned Cards and Rays, I need them over 5.5. It's all I need. 5.5 total runs. We're going to do the same number for Colorado and Milwaukee. I already told you that I think the Brewers are going to put like a 9 spot on the board by themselves. Same number though, over on the 5.5. And finally, the Jays and the Guardians, Toronto and Cleveland, over 5.5. I brought all of those totals down to 5.5. And if you play that three-legger right now at DraftKings, you're at a plus 109, which is very nice plus odds, given the fact of how far I brought each of those totals down. Some of them actually at the bottom of the threshold that DK will let you do, but you still get the plus odds. If you're feeling frisky, just throwing it out there, it is a Tequila Tuesday after all. If you take each of those three games to 6.5, which is still below what their standard line is, that takes it up to a plus 182. So it's really just a matter of where you play. If you want to live in plus 109 territory, be happy. That's fine. All of them at 5.5. But if you go to 6.5, you can do that at a plus 182. I gave you the Yordan Alvarez, the HRR. That's one of the ones that I wanted to play. Brad, by the way, talked about him with an RBI, which basically means at this point, and you've seen me do this sometimes on the spreadsheet that's posted up on the X, the Twitter, whatever the hell it is. This is where I refer to where I'm just all in on somebody. That guy for me today is Yordan Alvarez. Okay. So when I go all in on somebody, it means I'm playing the HRR, I'm playing a run scored, I'm playing an RBI, I'm playing total bases, I'm going all of it, and usually a quarter or a half unit on a home run as well. All of that for me, which probably means he's going to Trey Turner me and he's going to go over, because that's exactly what happens to me all the time. Speaking of Trey Turner, I will go to the well with him. However, this is not posted yet, so you're going to have to wait. Coming up in game two, remember, the Nats and the Phillies are playing a doubleheader today because of yesterday's weather. In game two, the Nats will send Josiah Gray to the bump. Josiah Gray, one of the most generous pitchers when it comes to stolen bases. He's given up 17 on the season. That puts him seventh in the major league in stolen bases allowed. So I want Trey Turner for a stolen base against Gray, but it's not posted yet. I would expect it to be somewhere between plus 190 and plus 210 by the time it hits on the board. So I do want to go down that road with him. And then I said I had a plus odds bet on Max Scherzer that might be a little bit off the radar for me. Plus 100 odds at DraftKings. Give me the over on 1.5 walks allowed by Scherzer. I know this is Oakland, but Oakland snagged 5 total free bags in the contest against Texas last night, including 3 off of Dunning, the starter. I think they're going to get at least 2 out of Scherzer in terms of the free passes. And if you look at Scherzer's game log going all the way back before the trade and all of that, he's given up at least 2 walks in every contest since June 24th. So he's giving up free passes, folks, and DK is giving it to you at even money odds. I love that one for Scherzer tonight. Wow. Because I like the fact that I'm getting plus 100. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's get the team Huevos parlay play of the day on the board. I'm wearing this stinking hat for a reason, and I know the Cubs got washed away literally and figuratively by the New York Mets last night, but I do like going back and cannonball splashing into that well. I think the Cubs are going to win this game straight up, so give me them on the money line. Give me the Cubs 3 or more runs. Give me Jameson Taillon to strike out at least 4 Metropolitans, and then give me Jimer Candelaria to record a hit. All 4 of those events occur. You look at it, a cool plus 185 at DraftKings. Quick background. Cubs have won 8 of their last 10 games. New York has dropped 7 of their last 10. That's why I like them to win on the money line, especially with Carlos Carrasco on the mound. You look at the Cubs, they've scored at least 3 runs in 14 over their last 17, and they're numero uno in total runs scored over the last couple of weeks in Major League Baseball. As far as Tyone goes, he's done this in 7 consecutive starts, striking out at least 4 guys. Though, to be fair, the Mets make a better contact, draw more walks, only number 23 in strikeout percentage the last couple of weeks. But again, this is an alt line. The standard line's at 4.5. I think the take of the hook out of play here means he is going to cash. And then you look at Candelario. He has hit safely in 5 of 7 games as a Northsider and career rise against Carrasco, 6 for 15. So I will play that history card. So to recap, Cubs money line, Cubs 3 or more runs, Tyone 4 or more strikeouts, and Candelario to get that hit, plus 185 at DraftKings. And that's without the boost. Use the boost, and it get even higher as a result there in that 25% escalation in odds. Elsewhere in bonus time, I got 3 more plays for you real quick. Give me on this 2-legger, Mitch Keller, 2 or more walks, and Tanner Bibee to do the exact same thing, 2 or more walks. You look at Keller, he's been over this in 8 of his last 11 starts. I mentioned the struggles after the All-Star break. He's going against Atlanta, number 9 in walks percentage. I can practically guarantee you Acuna is going to get a walk in this game. I just bet that individually, to be honest with you. And Keller in the second half, 3.74 barf walks per 9. So he'll issue those pair of free passes. Bibee, by the way, has gone over this in 8 of his last 10. Toronto is who he's taken on. They have the 6th highest walks percentage over the last couple of weeks. And he's got a 2.92, so more respectable, but still, he's usually good for 2 freebies. That 2.92 being walks per 9 here since the All-Star break. So Keller, 2-plus walks. Bibee, 2-plus walks at DraftKings, plus 138. How about another 2-legger? Let's do it for hits. Matt McClain, give me a hit against the Miami Marlins. And Jose Ramirez, got to punch him out, Tim Anderson style, against the Toronto Blue Jays to get a hit. That's it. Both those guys reach a base safely via the hit. Plus 110. McClain has done this in 7 of his last 10. He was off yesterday, so well rested. He's going against left-hander Braxton Garrett of Miami, and he is raking against lefties all season. 366 batting average and a 1,106 OPS. Garrett over a 6 ERA in his last 5 with a 47 flat hard hit percentage on the season. Kind of like McClain, too. A little another bonus. Extra bonus on the over total bases, which he's done 8 of his last 16. Meanwhile, for Ramirez, 8 of his last 10, he's recorded a hit. He's 3-for-8 lifetime against Yusei Kikuchi, who's going to lay a little smoochy on, though he's only batting .216 against LHPs this year, but still hitting .287 over the last month is Jose Ramirez. So McClain a hit, Ramirez a hit, plus 110 for those. And then finally, game 2, Lundy mentioned it, that doubleheader. There's no odds out on this yet, so I don't care what the juice is. I'm taking it. Nick Castellanos over 1.5 total bases against the Nats and Josiah Gray. There's a reason why Lundy is nodding in agreement, because it's all about history. He has seen it 14 times. He has collected 5 hits. Of those 5 hits, all 5 have gone for extra bases with that 1,357 OPS to boot against Josiah Gray. On top of that, he's batting .519 in 27 at-bats against the Nats this year. I know Gray has been decent against the division rival and the Phillies at 3.97 ERA in 2 starts, but Nick Castellanos, unbutton that top button and show the chest, stick it out, and all that sex appeal, because he is dripping with upside in game 2. Again, whatever the juice is on total bases, I'm taking it on the over 1.5. We are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. Also feed or follow the guys, that's Lundy and I, on the Twitter / the X, and drop your expletives at Nate Lundy and follow his spreadsheet picks and mine too at Noisy Huevos. For the hot and dreamy Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. As always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.